you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, he might be a dude, but I don't care. I was looking at the photos Craig brought up of Brian and some older photos where he looks like he's kind of a druggie. But the younger ones with makeup on put a wig on that bear, you know? You're not walking away from who what you think is a woman if you're a straight guy. Yeah. That's at least that's what Craig and I agreed on.
Kinda. Yeah. I'm not going all in on that one.
I know you're not. The conversation was a little dirtier off the air. Chris Porter's going to be in the studio later on. Petey's here.
Is that dude on Facebook yet?
I can put him up. Yeah, okay. I didn't have any of the older photos. I just had the mugshot.
Yeah, the mugshot's what I was looking at. The drugged out mugshot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure looks like if Steve-O kept drinking and partying.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but Steve-O's looks good now.
No pictures of him all made up?
No, they show a picture of him when he's younger.
Younger, maybe with a little eye
Little eye stuff, a little rock and roll eye shadow, which is no big deal.
Because they had to have seen him before they put the blindfold on, right?
He was dressed like a woman.
I don't know who answered the door, but he was called a cross-dressing...
dude.
Freak.
Yeah. No, not a freak.
Not a freak. Okay. Sexual enthusiast.
Yeah, obviously a freak.
Yeah. Well, yeah, by videotaping it. Yeah, that'd be definitely.
Oh, well, yeah, the video.
And sharing the videotape.
Right, if you videotape dudes and then...
Did they sign a release form walking in there?
No, because they specifically didn't want it recorded.
Right, exactly. Whatever you do, don't record this. One of those deals?
No.
Whatever you do, don't record this.
I imagine some of them didn't want their wives finding out.
Yeah, I'll guarantee that.
So they were really worried about it being recorded.
Exactly.
125 dudes a year, on average.
We didn't ask you about
for that's now. Then I'm going to. We have to tell people that was not live. That was a recording.
All right. What else is going on?
It was on this date in 1991. Mike Tyson, accused of sexually assaulting a Miss Black America contestant in an Indiana hotel room.
How'd that work out for him?
He was later convicted and sentenced to 6 years in prison.
And then became a pulp culture hero.
He was released after serving 3 years.
Yeah, he paid his price. He did pay his price. And we loved him in The Hangover. And he's still out there, you know.
Champ still got it.
All right.
Yeah. And we like the Mike Tyson mysteries.
Yep.
Although they only appear sporadically anymore, so I don't know if that show's done or not.
He had one man show kicked ass.
Actually,
he was actually in two Hangovers.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Came back for the third one, right?
Yeah, the first and the third.
Right.
Tiger was only in the one, though, right?
Yeah, the first one. I saw the beginning of that movie the other day. And just when they wake up in that hotel room, it's got to be the funniest, funniest scene ever.
What
just
great
the scene?
Great cinematography.
Yeah, it was.
As they pan across the room.
Yeah.
You know, there was a girl who had a bit part in there, and she's just listed as a girl walking out of the hotel.
Yeah, I remember that,
yeah.
Bet her mom's proud.
Yeah.
With her top off, too, I think she had a top off.
Yeah, I think she was half-dressed.
Yeah.
And in a hurry to get the hell out of there, because there's a tiger in the bathroom.
Yeah, she didn't know, nobody knew that until Galifianakis in there taking a whiz. What a great scene.
You would be surprised.
Yep.
So, we mentioned these things the other day. We talked about Forbes putting Kylie Jenner on the cover of their magazine and claiming that she is a self-made almost billionaire.
Yeah. There's arguments on both sides. I've heard good arguments for both sides by saying that. I still think that the best argument against it was she was born on third base. It doesn't mean she hasn't worked, but she was born on third base. And when you're born on third base, I don't consider you as self-made as if you're born at the plate, like majority of us have been, you know.
And that, okay.
And that's the key. Now, I understand what they're saying. She did work hard and did put this line of makeup up. That's what made her more money than the rest of her family. But she had a platform to begin with to do it.
And still, that's
still
the
not
point.
So I see arguments on both sides. But I also think that we shouldn't worship the rich like we do, and we do.
You're absolutely right on every count.
Right. Thank you. Just stick to the tape. I could use that. I could use that at home. I could use that at home. I'm just going to play that at home.
Right.
When my wife yells at me, I'm just going to put the computer and play that at home.
You know what Craig says? Boy, she would hate me after once or twice.
I would use that at home.
She'd maybe, start calling me.
Maybe occasionally here.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Right.
You need that all the time.
Right.
Yeah. So, and Tyler, you make the point, because I was kind of on it. Okay, I can see how she's, you know, self-made by some standards and not by, okay, whatever, I don't care. But then Kim Kardashian came out.
Well, that's just her sister.
And she is defending her.
Well, of course.
Okay, but... this just points up what you said.
Right.
This just points up what you said. They don't get it.
They don't. Wah.
She told.
Do you care if somebody? Listen, if I was a billionaire and somebody says you were born on third base, do I care? No.
Right.
And why do you have to bitch back?
Yeah. Right. You can acknowledge.
And just say, yeah.
That you were born on third base.
And now I got a lot of money.
Kim told Refinery 29 that her sister and all her siblings definitely fit the self-made description. No. She said their parents never gave them anything.
Well, first of all,
except advice.
You knew self-made, the mom. The mom, by the way, even when her and Jenner broke up, she was very middle class, didn't have a ton of money, raising all, and I'm just saying it. Now, the mom figured out that show could be something, and she put them, she negotiated a deal to get them all on TV, and everybody took off from there. I get it, and they're hot and they're good looking and blah blah blah, things roll. But the mom, I'll give more credit to that.
Yeah,
anybody.
She was kind of
she
the,
started it.
She was the Sharon Osbourne of that
exactly,
family.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So Kim said that
and
their
Ozzy
parents
actually has
never.
Talent. Yeah.
Kim said their parents never gave them anything.
That's
except
untrue.
Advice.
That's not true.
Yeah,
because
she's skipping the whole third base thing.
Right. The whole reality show. They gave them the reality show that turned them into superstars.
Now then, I believe that these people work very hard.
Oh, I do too.
I believe they work hard. Right. Now, but she also says that no one works harder than her sisters and her mom.
There was a great
their gardener might disagree.
There was a great tweet going around because somebody wrote an article about Kylie Jenner. It said, Kylie Jenner is 18 and she's, 20 years old and she's almost a billionaire. And the line was, what are you doing with your life? And people jumped on that and started retweeting. And there was a lot of young professionals that are doing really good things in their lives that aren't rich. And they just started retweeting it. Well, I'm a microbiologist working on a cancer diagnosis. And that was a feed going out there. Did you see that post?
I didn't.
It was excellent. People were saying, here's what I'm doing with my life. And it wasn't about being rich. It was about doing good things for humanity. And that became really big on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody forwarded that to me because they knew I had nothing to add.
Well, I didn't either. No, I didn't retweet it either.
What are you doing with your life?
I'm telling dick jokes every morning, you know. No, that was...
Congratulations. Saving humanity.
That's a good Lewis Black. Woohoo! You nailed that.
One time, a guy who was having a bad day emailed us and said we made him laugh.
No. These are all people that were doing... Because they took it as a challenge. Like, being rich doesn't mean everything. A makeup line doesn't mean everything, and people were actually doing things with their lives a little more important than having money and making a makeup line.
And if
line.
You were born with the silver spoon or on third base,
then take it.
You shouldn't have to apologize.
No,
for that,
but you shouldn't have to whine.
Admit that you were.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't thump your chest about it.
Don't say
you're born on third base.
Right, I'm just like everybody else.
You're born on third base
because you're not.
No, you're not.
And the gene fairy gave you these great looks too.
And
another huge one.
And a couple doctors.
Right. Who's Gene, and why you got to call names?
You're reading too much into that one. That's on you.
President Trump will host a Pledge to the American Worker event at the White House today.
Yeah, that'll work.
Trump said that he'll be making a big announcement on a workforce training initiative. He wants Americans to have choices about jobs, and to find jobs they really love.
Will we sing God Bless America again?
I hope so.
And has he been studying up on the words?
I hope so.
Because I know the words like right off the top of my head.
I do too.
More than just the chorus.
We can probably sing it in Russian.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not a double agent, Todd.
Doc.
You know your stuff.
There's great news here, he says sarcastically. Thousands of 3D printed gun designs are coming to the internet in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I saw that.
As soon as August 1st, it will be legal to distribute blueprints, thank you, Petey, for computer-designed 3D gun models.
So you can just run down to Kinko's and make yourself a gun?
They don't have a 3D printer at Kinko's, I don't believe.
They don't?
It's funny how they finally use 3D. 3D printers are just cool. And now they're using them to make artificial hearts and just really cool stuff. And, and now they're making guns. Great.
Well, see, part of the problem for making 3D printed guns is that they are plastic.
Yes, and get in
not
anywhere.
Not metal.
And they can get in anywhere.
Right. Same with that phone that looks like a gun that you talked about the other day.
Right.
I think that's all plastic.
Right.
So soon they'll be really stripping us at TSA.
So,
They're going to have to.
Is it use the same kind of ammo? Is it use 3D printed ammo?
Regular.
Wow.
Yeah.
As I understand it.
Yeah. Huh. Like the phone gun uses 380. It's a medium caliber bullet.
Now they have already had these designs out on the interwebs, right. And then the Justice Department said, "No, y'all can't do that." So they didn't host them anymore. But you can still find it all over the place. And now the Justice Department, they 3 year battle, blah blah blah. Now they're saying, "All right, go ahead, put them up."
Did you see the 3D printed house? How that works? They do it for, they want to solve homeless. This is also what it does for good things. And it's a house is a pretty small place, maybe these two rooms together. And the 3D printer just goes around and prints the whole, just builds it. You have to watch it to really realize how it works. But it just builds the whole house with a 3D printer.
I've also seen
it's really cool and so cheaper.
Is it a 3D printer the size of a bulldozer?
Well, it's kind of.
Yeah. No, industrial size.
Yeah, it goes around the house and just kind of builds it up like you'd see in a movie. It's really cool.
I've seen ones where they take like 3D printed, they're basically life-size Lego bricks.
Yes.
Yeah.
3D printed and make structures out of them, make houses out of these big bricks.
Yep.
That'd be fun. Just have the kids put it together if your kids are inclined
to
be good at Legos. That'd save you a lot of labor.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Counts for something for sure.
Listen, kids, you want to put together the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
And they'll do it for free.
And just like every other Lego house, it can't all be the same color.
Right.
It's got to be a little mix and match color here and there.
Yeah, the color's less important.
Well,
finding the right size.
You walk out and step on the wrong piece.
Until the neighborhood covenant comes and knocks on your front door.
Damn right.
You didn't get these colors approved by the neighborhood association.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. Don't even get me started.
Really?
Paint it pink.
People who eat dinner earlier in the evening.
No, the account that I read, Craig, called it supper.
Yeah. They were wrong.
Oh, that's supper.
We used to call it supper. I call it
still
dinner.
Do.
Yeah.
That's a regionalism, isn't it?
No, Petey calls it supper, and Petey and I grew up in separate parts of the country, and I remember as a kid calling it supper. Now, and dinner, sometimes it meant lunch.
It meant lunch
when I was a kid. Yeah. So it might not be, of course it's not, if Petey's from the Midwest, and I'm not, so.
Well, in North Dakota, we had supper.
Supper.
No, I called it supper. I mean, I knew what supper meant. I might not have called it supper my whole life, but I didn't have that.
Then when I grew up,
I remember my parents saying supper.
It was dinner.
Yeah,
I think down in Arizona it was dinner.
Well, we're talking about the evening meal, right, Craig? Here,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, we're talking about dinner.
Okay.
Supper
or supper,
or supper,
or dinner,
but not lunch. I never heard dinner for lunch.
We did.
I heard that.
When I was a kid.
What?
Dinner was called lunch. Lunch was dinner.
It's either lunch or dinner. It cannot be both.
No, dinner was lunch. And they were the same. They were interchangeable. You could still say lunch, but
that's
definitely dinner.
That's just wrong. I will accept dinner and supper being interchangeable. Lunch and dinner are not interchangeable.
Well, they were back in the day.
That's just wrong.
You ever had a school?
I'm not arguing.
Nobody had a school dinner card.
Right.
I found that very confusing. I had grandparents in Western Nebraska, and it was dinner was lunch.
Yep, I heard that.
Supper
too.
Was dinner.
Yeah, they're very wrong. Yeah.
Well, they're dead, so they don't care. R.I.P.
Very wrong.
So are my grandparents. They're dead, too. And your grandparents are going to die, too, folks. I hate to show that to you, but they will.
So make sure they say lunch.
There was a great...
Before right. they go.
You don't want them going to the grave thinking the noontime meal was dinner.
There's a great line... Speaking of grandparents, there's a great line in that new Yellowstone. Costner's sitting there with his grandson. He's probably about 7, 6, 7, 8, somewhere there. He goes, "I'm going to miss you, kid." And he goes, "Well, where are you going to go, Grandpa?" He goes, "Well, I'm going to get old, and I'll be just a wrinkled guy in the corner, and you're not going to want to hear my stories." And what a great – that was a sad, poignant line, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's true.
If you're lucky.
You appreciate your grandparents, but they're just old people in the corner. They are.
Yeah.
It was a great line. But go ahead. What happened? What about supper?
Whatever. People who eat supper or dinner earlier in the evening reduce their risk of getting breast and prostate cancer. Study from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health observed that the link link after looking at eating and sleeping habits. People who ate after 9 p.m.
I don't know.
People who ate after 9 p.m.
Now that's
late.
Well, that's sometimes. After bar stuff, you know.
Had a higher risk of cancer. Researchers are not exactly sure why this seems to be the case, but theorize that the human body developed over time to function differently in the day and the nighttime.
Because you're sleeping off, the food's laying in your belly or something like that?
I'm giving you the information I have.
That's not enough, by the way.
Of course, we thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Yeah. Maybe it has more to do with the lifestyle people that are eating after 9.
That's part of it. Yeah,
could
I think
be.
Of cause and
the
effect
overall lifestyle. Yeah.
No, I think if you eat and you lay down, your metabolism
slows down,
probably
right.
slows down.
It's got to be part of it.
But these people who are smart say they're not exactly sure why this is the case.
Let's go with that. You're right. Let's
we
go with that.
We can theorize this, that, and the other thing.
No, we can't. We can't theorize. Theory means that's an educated guess, and we don't have one here.
Yeah.
Although that's theory is an educated guess, we don't have that.
Right there is good news for the Golden Corral bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, the 3 o'clock stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
The 3 o'clock crowd. Larry probably eats. Well, he eats probably dinner at 3, right?
I think
four
he's,
maybe.
He eats a little later than that because I called him last night and he was just fixing dinner about 6 o'clock his time.
Fixing supper. Well, it is summertime. It's lighter later, so 6 o'clock does seem kind of early.
Yeah.
You call him a dead winner, he might be eating dinner at 3.
3?
Yeah, it's still Arizona. It's still nice enough to be outside.
I'll tell you one time. We were at the restaurant we all had dinner at the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, 5, 10, 8 years ago, something like that. We were taking my daughter to her basketball practice, so we wanted to go to eat first. And my dad and I was in town, so it was my dad and my wife and mine, the two kids, and we're sitting down there for dinner. And it's like 3:30. It's ridiculous. And the place is empty. And this is dinner. And this is our evening meal. And we go in there a half hour later, literally like 5 90-year-old dudes walked in there. I said, "We beat that crowd." Well, we were trying to kill time. Well, let's just go to dinner now because practice will be later. And we're eating dinner at 3:30. And a 90-year-old's walked in at 4 thinking, "What the hell?
I haven't
did those young whippersnappers eat all the food?"
Hadn't eaten at that place for a while, and I want to thank them for lowering their tables because my previous dining experience there was sit down.
We were in the booth, Todd.
The table came up to your neck.
Still that way in the booths.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you feel like the dude in Fast Times. Yeah,
that's
and
perfect.
Where's my wallet, though?
You just slide it right in. That's perfect height.
You feel like a big German woman walking up to your table like in Fast Times.
Now, you talk about the geriatric crowd. I was just yesterday. My wife was telling me she went to lunch. She had a work thing at a buffet place.
Oh, God, yeah.
And apparently it was senior discount day.
Oh, my God.
11:30. She said it was walker-to-walker traffic. they waited in line for like 20 minutes or more for their $2 off.
Oh, my God.
She said that place was slammed at the stroke of 11:30.
Don't say stroke.
That is probably a bad choice of words with that crowd.
And that was for dinner.
Yeah.
Out of Virginia, police were called to a Newport News home over the weekend. They say that a gentleman was holding a sword.
Sword.
A sword in his hand while going down the stairs. He tripped. He accidentally thrust the sword into his groin, and he's dead now.
Was it a Comic-Con or something?
Yeah.
Why'd you get a sword?
Why not?
Good point.
You need a reason to have a sword?
You never know who's downstairs.
Cool. He's dead now.
Also, a good idea to have a sheath for that sword. Or a sheath for your groin.
Well, don't carry the sword up when you're walking, you know?
Although if you have a sword, I suggest having a sheath for both the sword and your groin.
He's dead now. That's the story.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.